今天本来诗班要到 lower 去献诗。
The choir was planned to go to lower.
但因为天气的关系，因为交通不是那么安全，所以他们临时取消。
The weather situation forced them to cancel this.
也因为这样，所以才轮到李师母献诗。
And Mrs. Lee also like enjoy this opportunity.music offering.
因为黄师母她知道今天诗班不在，所以她就预先安排今天特别的献诗。
And Mrs. Huang arranged for Mrs. Lee to give this music offering.
告诉我们一个秘密，本来呢今天是找李牧师跟李师母合唱。
The original plan was a duet between Mrs. Lee and guess who else?
我非常高兴，我临时改变，我让他独唱。
I was able to twist the arms and get out of this.
因为当然在我决定的时候，没有想到这个周末会下那么大的雪。
No one expected such a storm for this weekend.
因为昨天跟今天早上一早来教会铲雪，现在已经精疲力尽，实在唱不出来。而且他今天独唱，实在唱得很好听，对不对？
As a member of the snow remover team, I'm physically exhausted and had this opportunity for my wife to give this offering with her beautiful voice.
我越来越觉得我的声音只有为她唱，那么我的声音不能够拿来给大家听。感谢主哈，今天早上我们有圣诞的味道。
I want to thank the Lord because the atmosphere of Christmas is with us.
在我中学的时候看了一个电影，一直到现在印象很深，叫做 White Christmas.
I remember the movie I watched when I was in high school, which is called The White Christmas.
今天实在有相当强烈的这个圣诞的味道。
Indeed, with snow out on the ground, there's a strong feel of Christmas.
但是刚才我们一开始唱普世欢腾的时候，我心里面有很深的感触。
I was deeply touched when we sang the song Joy to the World.
这一个世界真是一个在圣诞的时候欢腾的世界吗？
Is this really a joyful world as we approach in the Christmas time?
如果我把普世欢腾这四个字读得不标准的话，读成普世翻腾，我想大家都会了解我的意思。
Perhaps the joyous world could becomeA turmoil of the world.
真的，今天这个世界不是一个欢腾的世界，今天是一个翻腾的世界。
Indeed, this world, as we look out, we see it's not full of joy, but rather full of turmoil.
Somalia, Bosnia, 跟 Bombay. 我不知道弟兄姊妹，当我们在电视上看见这些画面送到我们客厅来，我们的感受是什么？
As we watch television, able to see the tragics happening in these three countries, for example, I just wonder, how do you feel?
坦白地说，我越看电视，我越不知道怎么样来欢腾地过今年的圣诞。
Frankly, the more I learn from pictures on the TV tube, the less so for me to able to enjoy Christmas.
基督徒关起门来欢喜快乐，当然这是无可厚非。
Perhaps we close the door and close our ears and eyes, and we just be rejoicing to ourselves as Christians.
但是当我们今天看见发生在我们周遭的许多的事情，我盼望今天早上，让我们这少数的弟兄姊妹能够很严肃的来思想圣诞真正的意义在哪里。
But as we look around us, look at the whole world, even though we are only a small bunch here this morning.But let us have the chance to seriously reflect on this world.
上个礼拜三，我参加英文部的祷告会。
Last Wednesday, I was in the English prayer meeting.
那么有弟兄就提出来要为这个动乱的世界祷告。
So one brother suggested we should pray for the turmoil of this world.
因为我们真的发现，我们不可以关起门来做基督徒。
There's no way, and it's not right for us to.Be a closed-in Christian.
2000年来，今天的基督教太封闭了，太关闭。
For over 2,000 years, indeed, the Christian churches are too much isolated to themselves.
我在祷告里面非常的迫切想到刚才提到的 Somalia, Bosnia, Bombay, 许多世界远处的需要。
Very eagerly, and I was very anxious, for their needs in these, countries.
在祷告的时候，我突然被主提醒一件事情。
But during my prayer, I was suddenly reminded by our Lord.
上个礼拜在家里面，我正在看电视新闻的时候，师母要陪我看，她一下就坐在我的旁边要看电视。
When I was watching the news, my wife came to me and she wanted to watch TV too.
那么我把我的老花眼镜放在我的沙发椅的边上，她没有注意到，一下就坐在我的这个眼镜上。
I laid my bifocal glasses on my side and my wife sat on it.
那么整个眼镜坏掉了，所以我要到 Burlington Mall 去修这个眼镜。
So that crashed my eyeglasses. I had to go out.Burlington Mall for repair.
所以他就陪我，所以我们两个到 Burlington Mall 去修眼镜的时候，那个修眼镜的时候半个钟头就好，你去走一走吧。所以我们就到 Burlington Mall 走了半个钟头。
The opticians told us, and they can repair it to within half an hour. So we had a chance to just tour around the mall.
当我走在 Burlington Mall 里面的时候，我看见熙熙攘攘的人群，大包小包在那里预备过节。
So I was able to be among the shoppers and see so many people. They were carrying boxes of gifts.
不要忘记，我是刚刚看完了电视新闻去 Burlington Mall.
Don't forget, I just finished watching the television news before I arrived at the mall.
我不能不想到这个 Somalia 跟 Burlington Mall 一个很明显尖锐的一个对照。
So I see a very strong contrast.Between what I saw on the television and what I was seeing at the Burlington Mall.
远处的人有需要，请问我们近处的人他们又怎么样？
There is needs in the distance, but what's the response of the people around us?
当我站在这个 Burlington Mall 里面的时候，突然在想到一件事情：我们今天所看到的，在我们周遭的这些在北美洲的这些人。真的比索马利亚的饥民更幸福吗？
Are we truly really more blessed when we compare ourselves to those suffering the famine in Somalia?
外表物质的生活物质的条件也许是。
Perhaps from outward appearances, from the material life that we enjoy, it may appear to be so.
但是请问我们的内心今天我们看不见家庭的实况又是如何呢？
But what is really the true situation of inner us?
今天在 Somalia 的这些人，他们每一个面黄肌瘦。
Everyone in Somalia look starved.
今天我们在美国的人看起来脸色各方面都很好。
But yet we all look puffy and healthy.
但是我就问我自己。我说是不是今天在美国的一些人是打肿脸在充胖子
Then I asked myself, are we all here in the United States, we're just pretending that we're healthy?
弟兄姊妹不要单单看见外表我们就受了骗
We don't judge a person by the outward appearances.
也不要因为你每天早上起来照了镜子然后自己欺骗自己
Don't just look at a mirror and self-deceive yourself.
到底今天我们心里面的需要，心里面的光景是如何？
What is the true situation of your inner self?
原来我再说一遍，我们今天真的就比索马利亚的那些人就更幸福吗？
So forgive me to ask you once again, are we really truly more blessed than the Somalians?
当我越思想这一方面的时候，就越让我提醒，我们应当好好的思想。到底圣诞真正的意义是什么
So the more I come to the point The more I'm reminded to talk about To think about What is the true meaning of Christmas
请各位再翻回我们今天所读的提摩太前书第一章
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 again
刚才吴牧师已经带我们再读了一遍十五节
Reverend Wu had led us to read verse 15 twice
这地方很明显的给我们看见是保罗对圣诞的诠释，解释对圣诞的解释。
And here is Paul's explanation of Christmas.
因为他告诉我们说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Because here it says, Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners.
这是保罗对圣诞节的定义。
This is the definition of Christmas according to Paul.
弟兄姊妹，请注意，保罗的圣诞节没有提到牧羊人，没有提到马槽。
Remember, Paul did not mention about shepherds nor mangers.
在保罗的圣诞里面没有东方的博士。
In his Christmas definition, he did not mention about the wise men.
保罗的圣诞里面没有天使，没有天君。
He did not even mention angels.
所以换句话说，对保罗来讲。
In another words, in Paul's view,
没有牧羊人，没有博士，没有天使，没有天君，还是可以过圣诞。
Without manger, without shepherd, without angels and so on, there's still Christmas.
在这里保罗引用了当时第一世纪家喻户晓的一句话来解释他对圣诞的看法。
And here he quoted a very popular saying in the first century to characterize his meaning of Christmas.
我今天要从这一段圣经跟大家从三方面来思想。
I'm going to go through this verse from three aspects.
今天我所讲到所整理出来的跟以往有一点不同。
What I'm able to preach today is somewhat different from was before.
因为今天我所讲的比较是从神学的角度来看圣诞的意义。
Because today I'm going to be talking more from a theological point of view.
我知道今天能够经过千辛万苦跑来这里聚会的，大概都是一些非常渴慕要来敬拜神的一些弟兄姊妹。
I think you all have done your best part to be able to arrive to church this morning.
我觉得如果对这样的弟兄姊妹，我应该把更所谓干粮给弟兄姊妹来供应。
So I want to be able to feed you with a solid food.
到底耶稣降生在保罗他是怎么看？
Exactly how Paul would view the birth of Christ.
第一点，我们看见耶稣降生不只是使罪人称义，也使蒙恩的罪人成圣。
So here the first point is Paul not only regard the birth of Jesus is to make you be righteous, be justified, but also make you to be sanctified.
Justification, sanctification, 明显的这两个字是神学的名词。
Clearly, being justified or justification, and further to become sanctified are theological terms.
而且这两个对保罗来讲是罗马书两个很重要的信息。
And these two words characterize the strong, important messages in Romans.
我说保罗在罗马书整理出来的神学，我把它取一个名字叫做福音神学 ,Gospel Theology.
The theology that's characterized by Romans is called the Gospel Theology.
保罗不只是第一世纪的神学家。
Not only he is a theologian of the first century,
我们都同意他是历史历代最了不起的一个神学家。
We also regard him as a theologian throughout ages.
我们看见保罗这个神学家给我们看到的是什么样的一个提醒和见证。
So we see what kind of a testimony, what kind of a reminding that this theologian is trying to give to us.
他不只是在神学院里面做学问。
Not only he practiced and studied in the seminary,
他不只是在神学院里面教学生。
Not only he teach seminarians,
他也实际是带领人信主的一个神学家。
He's also a theologian. He's able to witness and bring people to Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他对福音有十分深刻的领会。
Because he truly understands the meaning of gospel.
当我在准备到这里的时候，
As I came to this point,
我就想到两三个礼拜以前王继雄弟兄住在我家，有一天晚上我跟他辩论到深夜。
I remember one night when brother 王继雄 our missionary was staying in my house and he and I argued until the midnight.
我们两个有很强烈的交通。
We have a very strong fellowship.
到了差不多一点半的时候早上，
It's almost like 1:30 in the morning.
李师母从楼上下来。
Mrs. Lee came down from upstairs.
她说我要来做交通警察。
I had to be a traffic police person.
她说你们交通太多了，因为不行了，你们一定要睡觉，因为明天早上是礼拜天，王继雄还要讲道。
You need some rest because tomorrow is Sunday or that morning. That day is Sunday and Brother Wang needs to preach.
那天我们在吵什么呢？
What were we arguing about?
王继兄告诉我说
Brother Wang told me,
他说他完全不相信神学院的训练。
He totally distrusts the training from seminary.
因为他说在过去11年的侍奉里面
Because for the last 11 years of service,
他清楚地看见一些例子。
He clearly saw some examples.
他说有许许多多人爱主要奉献给主。
Many people, they love the Lord, they want to dedicate themselves to the Lord.
许多人就马上劝他们去读神学。
And many advise them to go to the seminary right away.
他说读了神学两年，读了神学三年，拿到了学位，得到了学问。
And once you have been in the seminary 2 years or 3 years, you received your degree and now you become trained.
他说从神学院毕业出来以后，他们已经没有意向，已经没有负担，已经不知道怎么传道。
After having gone through the training, they have lost their vision, they lost their zeal.
他讲了一句话，我心里面其实也很受感动。
And he said something I was moved to.
他说今天在神学院里面教书的教授。
He said the professors in the seminaries.
很多是没有牧会经验的。神学家
Many of them had never been a pastor of a church.
而这些没有牧过会的神学家要来教神学生将来出来牧会，这是个很滑稽的事情。
Without personal professional experiences, you teaching someone to do that, that's ridiculous.
他说这一点还其次，他说我实在看见很多的神学生一股向着神的热，读了神学以后已经没有。
More than that is after the training in the seminary,The zeal of those students that vanished.
我同意他，我也反对他。
I agree with him. I also object to his point.
因为我觉得他的看见也许是对的，但是他的说法和做法太极端了。
His experience must be correct, but then his explanation and the direction of where he's going, must be corrected.
不管怎么样，他提醒我们一件事情。
No matter what, he reminded us one thing.
今天的神学家要向保罗看齐。
Today's theologian must look after Paul.
我常常碰到一些神学院教书的人。
Very often I saw the educators from seminary.
我不问别的，我只问一件事情：过去十年，我不要一年，过去十年，因为你有几个人信了耶稣
？I just want to ask him one simple question.How many of you have been brought to Christ by you in the last 10 years?
我们看见保罗不是这样。
We saw Paul is different.
因为他对福音有非常深刻的领会。
Because he understands gospel deeply.
他在这里不只是提到称义，也提到成圣。
So he mentioned not just to be justified, but also be sanctified.
什么叫称义呢？
What does justification or righteousness mean?
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的神学的定义。
There is a very important definition.
称义是一个基督徒属灵生命经历开始的一个点。
To be justified or to become righteous is just a starting point of your Christian life.
什么叫成圣呢？
What is to be sanctified or sanctification?
是一个基督徒属灵生命经历成长的一条线。
The sanctification is an experience, ever-growing experience line.
称义是个点，成圣是一条线。
Justification is only a starting point, a point, yet sanctification is a line.
所以保罗在罗马书三章、四章、五章讲到称义。
So in Romans, Paul in chapter 3, 4, and 5 talking about justification.
第六章、第七章、第八章是讲到成圣。
In chapter 6, 7, and 8,He talked about sanctification.
我们看一看提摩太前书第一章十五节。
So let's focus on verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 1.
请弟兄姊妹注意听张昭斌弟兄英文的翻译。
Pay attention to the English translation.
然后你们如果有中文圣经的话，你们可以对照的来听，比比看哪一个字在 NIV 的翻译圣经里面给我们一个很重要的提醒。
So you should look at your Chinese Bible in the meantime, able to go and hear back and forth.Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
在这一节圣经里面，我们看到耶稣基督降生，不只是跟称义有关系，也跟成圣有关系。
So here we see clearly that Jesus came to this world not just want us to be justified.But also sanctified.
请注意，再听一遍哈，就一句话，在罪人中，我是个罪魁。这句话，我们听 NIV 怎么翻译？
Here says, to save this, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
Of whom I am the worst. 请注意，在这个地方，英文和原文都是用现在式的这个动词 am， 不是 I was a sinner， I was the worst。
So here in the English translation, as well as in the original language, it was using the present tense. In other words, Paul said, "I am the worst."
为什么我提到这一点？
Why do I mention this?
因为保罗在写提摩太前书的时候，他信主已经多年了。
Because at the time when Paul was writing the letter to Timothy, he had become a believer for many years.
按照文法来说，他应该这样说， Lord Jesus Christ came down to the world to save sinners, of whom I was the worst. 因为讲到我得救的时候的情形。
Seemingly that Paul should have written, of whom I was the worst.
但是他在这个地方他说 I am the worst.
But yet he still said, call himself,He said, I am the worst.
那个时候他已经做了基督徒。
At that time, he was a Christian.
那个时候他已经传道。
He had already been a preacher.
他已经设立了很多的教会。
He had already established many churches.
他现在写信给他的接棒人提摩太。
Then he was writing to the person who was supposed to take over his baton.
事实上他的灵性已经到了所谓登峰造极的时候。
We could also say his spiritual life has reached the extreme high point.
因为到了提摩太后书，他所写的最后一卷书写完不久，他就离开了。他中间怎么讲呢？他说：“我当跑的路已经跑尽了，我所信的道已经守住了，那美好的仗我已经打完了。”
Because at the end of the second book of Timothy, after which, and he passed away, and he said, "I have fought the good fight, I finished the race, I have kept the faith."
所以换句话说，他的灵性一定比今天我们在座的每一个人都要好，要不然他不会写提摩太前书。
Undoubtedly, his spiritual status is superior than just about anyone we know of here today.
但是他说 ，And yet I am the worst of the sinners.
However, he still wrote down as I am still the worst of all the sinners.
在大马色的路上，他有称义的点。
On the way to Damascus, he achieved the point of justification.
从大马色的路上一直到他写信给提摩太，我们看见他一直有成圣的线。
As he marched onward from the road of Damascus to the point he wrote this book to Timothy, he was on the line of sanctification.
因为一直到他写信，一直到那个时候他关心提摩太，他来到神的面前想到这个福音的时候，他想到我是一个罪魁。
Because when he was writing this letter, as he came to the Lord, he thought about he was still the worst of all the sinners.
弟兄姊妹，我深深的盼望今年的圣诞节有许许多多的人有称义的一个经历。
I truly hope that many of us Christians in this Christmas will have the experience of sanctification.
我上个礼拜我有机会带了这个请帖，我去邀请一些人下个礼拜来听我们的诗班献诗。
I had a chance of brought some invitation cards for people from last week and invite them to come to our service a week from today.
因为我觉得诗班花了那么多时间练习那样的一个信息摆在我们面前，我们需要让更多的人能够蒙恩典。
I'm anxious to see more people to receive the blessing as our choir have spent so much time to prepare for this coming occasion.
但是我有一个很深的一个祷告。
But yet in the meantime, I have a very deep prayer.
但愿今年的圣诞对我们许多的基督徒来讲是一个成圣的刺激。
May this Christmas to become a revival for a lot of us Christians to go through the line of sanctification.
今天有许多的基督徒。
There are many Christians today.
包括我们这些传道人在内。
Including us ministers.
包括执事长老在内。
Including elders and the deacons.
我们基督徒做得越久，我们越觉得我是救主。
The more the longer we have been Christians, the more seemingly we feel like we are the Savior.
也许你没有感觉。
Maybe you don't feel that way.
但许多的非基督徒在你身上有这种感觉。
But some of non-Christians look at you, may get that feeling.
因为我们带着一种救主的心态来对这些还没有信主的人。
We approach the non-believers with the attitude like we are saviors.
不要说罪魁，我们今天连罪人的感觉都没有。
Not only we don't feel like we are the worst of all the sinners, we don't even feel like we are sinners anymore.
弟兄姊妹，如果真的我们已经完全到那个地步，我们感谢赞美主。
If indeed we have become completely holy, we want to thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们还在长进，我们还在进步，我们还在成圣的过程当中。
Yet in truth, that the sanctification is a growing, ever-growing line.
如果今天牧师，如果今天长老，如果今天执事看见自己是罪人的话，
If the pastoral staff, elders and deacons can truly recognize themselves as sinners,
我们的祷告在神的面前就多有悔改，多有认罪。
Then we'll be praying more about repentance in our prayer.
这样教会才有可能复兴。
This is a condition for the revival of our church.
我们在神面前说，主啊，我们的教会被设立在这里，我们要去传福音。
We say we pray to the Lord. We say, Lord, we establish this church. We're going to preach gospel.
但是我们这些所谓领袖的人充满自义，请问神怎么能够赐福这个教会？
If we as leaders of this church are self-righteous, how could then the Lord use us?
弟兄姊妹，今天在1992年的年底，我们看见世界充满许多兵荒马乱的光景。求主让我们从自己开始，回头认罪悔改，让主的恩典复兴临到这个教会。
As we come to the end of this year, as we see how turbulent this whole world is, may we all have a heart to come to the Lord, to repent, to ask His blessing, ask His grace.
弟兄姊妹，我昨天准备到这里的时候，我突然加了一句话，我说在路加福音十五章里面那个浪子的故事，我觉得小儿子是提到称义，大儿子是提到成圣。
If you remember the stories in Gospel according to Luke, the younger son just achieved the point of justification, yet the elder son was on his way to along the line of sanctification.
耶稣基督降生不只是使罪人称义，也使信主的罪人成圣。
So the Lord Jesus came to this world, not only he justifies the sinners, but he also make all the Christians to march the way to become sanctified.
第二
Second,
耶稣基督降生不只是一套理论，耶稣基督降生也是真实的经历。
The Lord Jesus came to this earth, it's not just a theory or theology, but also should become a true experience.
基督耶稣降生是要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。保罗这样讲。
Yes, indeed, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, which Jesus Christ came into this world to save the sinners.
保罗在这里讲这句话的时候，斩钉截铁，铿锵有声。
When Paul spoke about this, he was very, very firm.
因为他在这里讲的是一个绝对的真理。
Because he was talking about an absolute truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们要分别什么叫绝对的真理，什么叫相对的真理。
We need to understand what is an absolute versus relative truth.
今天在教会里面有许多的混乱的情形。
There are much confusions maybe in churches.
今天有很多人抓住相对的，以为是绝对的，结果就带来许多的吵架和分裂。
Many would grasp the relative senses and call them absolute.
今天有很多的人把绝对的把它相对化以后呢，就带来许多的堕落。
Some men will turn what is absolute truth into relativeness and have bring down the situation.
所以我们要小心，我们过分的把相对的绝对化，会产生许多的分裂。
Indeed, if we bring the relativeness into absolute, we can create divisions.
如果我们把绝对的把它相对化，我们就会产生许多的这个堕落。
Conversely, if we do the other way, we may slide down on a scale.
绝对的真理就是放之四海皆准的真理。
An absolute truth is a truth will hold regardless where and when.
超时空。
Surpasses time and space.
超文化。
Surpasses cultural barriers.
超种族。
surpasses the racial differences.
超性别,
and surpasses the sexual differences.
在任何条件里面,
and whatever or whichever conditions, the truth applies.
今天我们看见许多的学说, 许多的理论, 许多的主义, 许多的思想, 许多的宗教,
we see a lot of different principles and different religions and different standards.
许许多多的什么什么isms, 主义, 都是经不起时间的考验。
And much of these different theories and different so on cannot sustain through time.
不要说空间, 不要说文化, 不要说种族了。
Not to mention to hold truth across the boundaries of maybe race and so forth.
这两三年来, 我们都见证到一件事情。
We have all witnessed this one point for the last few years.
我们看见东欧国家的兴衰。
We see the decline and breakup of the Eastern Bloc countries in Europe.
证明一件事情。
That proved one thing.
以恨为出发点, 以斗争为手段的共产主义是经不起考验。
The communism which started it with struggle and started it with hatred cannot sustain time.
所以换句话说, 曾经在70年前被发明、被推动、被宣传的共产主义 到了一个地步, 我们发现装不了水的, 就是说是不能放之四海。
We clearly see the communism which was invented about 70 years ago can no longer hold water.
但是保罗从哪一个角度来看 绝对的真理呢?
Yet how did Paul look at this absolute truth?
保罗不是从时空, 保罗不是从超种族, 保罗不是从文化, 保罗怎么样来证明他这一个真理是绝对的真理呢?
Paul did not speak of time nor space. He did not speak of race or anything else. How did he proclaim this truth?
他用他自己的经历来印证这个绝对的真理的正确性。
He proclaimed it. He did not speak of race or anything else. How did he proclaim this truth?
他用他自己的经历来印证这个绝对的真理的正确性。
He proclaimed the correctness of this truth using his own experience.
我们所读的这六节的圣经,
These six verses we just read.
理论讲起来只有15节, 基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
In theory, there are only 15 points, 15 verses.
No, 第15节。
Only the verse 15.
那么其他有四节半都是我保罗把自己的经验来证明他在15节提到的那个理论。
Verse 15 concludes with proclamation of the truth, yet the other verses describe about Paul's personal experience.
这里非常简单, 保罗把他得救的经历分成两部分。
Very simply and maybe very straightforwardly, Paul divided his experience in two aspects.
这两个部分是什么呢?
What are these two aspects?
一个是得救之前, 一个是得救以后。
One is before salvation, the other one is after salvation.
什么是得救的人呢?
Who are saved?
什么是重生的人呢?
Who are those reborn?
这个礼拜二在我门徒小组,
the last Tuesday in my disciple training group.
那么我就提到我听过唐崇荣牧师讲过一句话。
I mentioned that I heard Reverend Tang how he mentioned this.
你们知道唐牧师讲话是非常有力。
And you all know that how powerful Reverend Tang was as a speaker.
那么我常常想说一个人要讲话很有力，稍微极端一点就更有力。
If you want to be forceful, maybe you want to go a little to the extreme.
他有一次跟我讲。
One time he was talking to me.
大概他不敢在讲台上讲, 私底下他告诉我。
He wouldn't want to say that on the pulpit.
他说秀全, 请问, 在你们牧, 在你所牧的那个教会, 有多少人?
He asked me, Molly, how many people are there in the church, in your church?
300, 400, 500, huh?
I said, maybe between 300 to 500.
那么他说, 请问, 将来到天堂, 你有把握看到多少人?
He asked me, when you get up to the heaven in the future, how many people you are sure you'll be seeing?
Oh, 这是一个对牧师很大的挑战。
It's a tremendous challenge.
但是为了要让他有好印象,
in order to impress on him,
我就打了很高的这一个百分比, 我说大概98%。
And then I say, maybe 98% of my members.
那我说你为什么问这个问题？
I'd ask him, why do you ask that?
他说我在各教会跑。
He said, I've traveled among churches.
我不知道你们教会怎么样。
I don't know the situation of your church.
我常常觉得如果一个教会里面有十分之一的人将来在天堂，他说我要感谢赞美主。
Even if there might be only 10% of the church will go up to heaven, and I want to thank the Lord.
这句话到底有多大的这个准确性，我不知道。
We really don't know the correctness of this estimate.
但是这一句话却给我们带来很大的提醒。
But this statement has brought about a very strong reminding.
因为耶稣说过。
Because the Lord had said,
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进神的国。
For those who call me Lord and Lord, not all can go up to heaven.
弟兄姊妹你不要惊奇。
Don't be surprised, brother.
也许你到天堂找不到牧师。
Maybe when you get to heaven, you couldn't find your pastor.
也许你找不到长老。
You couldn't find your elder.
也许你找不到执事。
You couldn't find your deacons.
也许你是找到的，你说这个好像认识。
Maybe you'll find someone you seemingly recognize.
Oh, 是那个在教会里面礼拜天早上六点半来残雪的人。
Maybe that's the one who came to the church to shovel the snow at 6:30 in the morning.
弟兄姊妹，残雪不残雪不是得救的条件。
Oh, of course, whether you shovel the snow or not is not a precondition for your salvation.
得救不得救不得救乃是看你有没有那真正生命的改变。
Whether you're saved or not,is whether you have been on the line of sanctification.
弟兄主义，弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件事情。
We need to be very careful on this.
改变有两种。
There are two ways of changing.
一种的改变，如果套用佛教的话来讲，放下屠刀，立地成佛的那种改变。
In one aspect of a changing is you totally reverse yourself. You lay down your past and to lead to a new life.
你信了耶稣，你生命就有一个极大的改变。
Once you have believed, and there is a tremendous change in your life.
我们都唱过那首歌，自耶稣来住在我心。
We all have sang the song, since Jesus come to live in my heart.
喜乐潮溢我魂，如海涛之滚滚，一下子就改变。
And my heart is so joyful, and it's like the sea waves and so on, and I've been changed.
马上脱胎换骨的生命不一样。
I'm a newborn person right away.
另外一种的改变。
Another way of changing.
我把它叫做潜移默化式的。
I would call that a gradual but profound change.
弟兄姊妹，不管你的改变是立即见效的、立竿见影的，或者是一步一步来的。
Whether your change is a sudden and dramatic or gradual,
我们要的是有得救的改变。
What we're looking for is indeed a change.To testify your salvation.
保罗在得救的时候，他是什么使他的生命改变的呢？
When Paul was saved, what had changed his life?
十三节和十六节讲到他蒙怜悯。
Verse 13 said, he was shown mercy.
这里有一个字 mercy, 怜悯这个字。
Here's the word says mercy.
然后到了十四节，他提到另外一个字。
On verse 14, he mentioned another word.
主的恩是格外丰盛的，讲到 grace, 恩典的恩字。
The grace of our Lord was abundant.
我在这里讲过，我相信弟兄姊妹可能忘记了，怜悯和恩典的分别在哪里。
I have preached about the difference between mercy and the grace.
今天很多时候我们做基督徒做了很久。
We have been Christians for maybe many years.
如果有人问你，得救跟重生有什么不一样？
Some would ask you, what is the difference between being saved and being reborn? What's the difference?
那么悔改和相信有什么不同？
What is the difference between repent and believe?
弟兄姊妹，这里都有讲究。
There are subtle differences.
那么今天有很多多年的基督徒不知道这些分别。
And many long-time Christians don't know the difference.
我常常开玩笑说，做十年以上的基督徒一定要分别什么叫怜悯，什么叫恩典。
I often say maybe if you have been a Christian for more than 10 years, you have to know the difference between mercy and grace.
因为保罗用字用得非常的准确和小心。
Because Paul used his words very, very carefully and very precisely.
他不是随便用。
He didn't use these words arbitrarily.
怜悯有怜悯的意思，恩典有恩典的意思。
There are meaning attached with grace and with mercy.
什么叫怜悯呢？
And what is mercy?
怜悯就是不给我们该得的刑罚。叫怜悯。
Mercy is not to punish us to what we deserve to be punished.
什么叫恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典就是给我们不该得的奖赏，叫恩典。
Grace means to bestow on us the prizes that we don't deserve.
再说一遍哈，怜悯呢，就是该罚的他不给我们，这叫怜悯。
Mercy means he has forgiven us for the punishment that we deserve.
恩典呢，是我们不配得的，他丰丰富富的给我们，这叫恩典。
Grace is to give us something that we don't deserve.
你看，在这一段圣经里面，保罗并没有讲到神是爱，神有爱，他没有讲到爱字。
Paul did not mention directly love and connect that with God.
但是他却用这两个字，怜悯和恩典。
But he used these two words, mercy and grace.
我在这个讲台上讲过。
I spoke about this on this pulpit.
陈景吾牧师有一次从德国回来的时候也讲过这个定义，我记得非常清楚。
Pastor Chen from Germany once came back and he preached exactly these two words.
今天是在这个讲台上第三次提到这两个字的分别。
This is the third time the definition of these two words were preached.
我们今天是蒙恩的人吗？我们今天是蒙怜悯的人吗？
Are we the ones who receive mercy and the grace?
我们在这里看见保罗得救之前的光景。
We saw the situation before Paul was saved.
那么他得救以后呢？
What happened to him after he was saved?
他这里用一个非常有意思的字来描写他得救以后的情形。
And he described the situation in a very interesting word.
我们马上想的是见证这个字。
We will come to testimony very quickly.
但是在十六节，保罗用了一个字比见证还要强烈的，他用榜样这个字。
Yet in the verse 16, and he used a different word. He said
example
for those who would believe on him.
那么换句话说，保罗在这里告诉我们他改变的一个很明显的这个不同。
So here he clearly sees the difference of his changing.
我以前是罪魁，现在不只是一个没有罪的人，我是一个榜样。
I'm the worst of all the sinners, and not only now, I'm sinless because of him. I also become examples for others.
我没有时间讲哈，不过请各位好好回去，如果有机会看这段圣经，你会发现保罗提到三个心，特别是在中文，一个是忠心，一个是信心，一个是爱心。
And here Paul also mentioned three things. Faithfulness, faith, and the love.
如果我们仔细分析，我今天没有时间提哈，它这三方面都有它特别不同的重点和讲究。
In each end of these three places, he had his message.
我要很快讲第三点。
Let's come to the third point.
耶稣降生不只是使罪人称义，也是使蒙恩的罪人能够成圣。
So not only the Lord Jesus make the sinners justified, but also make the sinners sanctified.
耶稣降生不只是一个理论，而且是真实的经历。
Now he's came to this earth is not just a theory, not just a theology, but also an experience.
第三，耶稣降生不但是为个人，也是为整个的世人。
Thirdly, he did not just come for only for individuals.But also for the whole race, for everyone.
感谢主哈！中国教会185年来，从1807年到今天，185年来，我们是相当看重个人得救的这一方面。
Yes, indeed. For 185 years, the Chinese churches pay tremendous attention to individual salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我下面讲的很重要哈，请大家注意听。也许你会有一些问题，我盼望我们有机会可以继续的讨论。
And so what I'm going to say and the following are important.
我们常常强调说你要接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主 personal savior.
We emphasize the fact you should accept Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
所以我们常常说上帝有儿子，上帝没有孙子。你懂这句话的意思？
You understand we all are sons of God.
God.Has no, grandson. 为什么呢？就是说我爸爸是长老，我爸爸是牧师，那么我的名字叫做李松恩，所以因为爸爸是上帝的儿子，我是他的儿子，所以我是上帝的孙子。没有这种事情的，圣经里面没有这种事情。
Perhaps you say my parents are sons and daughters of God, so I am the grandchildren of God. That logic does not apply.
福音的个体性是非常重要的。
The personalism of gospel is very important.
但是中国教会在过去185年讲这个重要讲到一个地步，忽略另外一方面。
Perhaps the personal evangelism or personal relationship with God was overemphasized to the point we started to neglect another aspect.
我们只注意到福音的个体性，大陆有个体户哈，我缺少了这个福音的个体性。我们今天强调个体性，而忽略了福音的社会性。
Maybe we have emphasized so much about your individual and personal relationship with God, we start to neglect the gospel and the society.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，请你注意英文这个罪人是怎么翻译的。
You should know when Lord Jesus came to this world for the purpose of to save sinners.
Sinners,
many sinners.
是 S-I-N-N-E-R-S.不是单独的一个罪人，是拯救所有的罪人。
Is to save all the sinners.
这一方面的题目是蛮大的一个题目。
It is a big topic.
福音派哈，福音派的教会从1966年在柏林开了一次第一次的大会以后 ，Evangelicals.
The Evangelicals after the first meetings in 1966 in Berlin.
那么他们就找到圣经里面有一句很重要的，好像一般都被忽略的，是在路加福音第四章十八节十九节引用以赛亚书。
They emphasize what's recorded in Luke chapter 4.
那么在那个地方强调福音的社会性。
There they emphasize the society aspects or importance of gospel.
我换句话说哈。我们今天在教会里面对福音的认识，对圣诞的认识，不只是个人的，我们应该想到整个社会。
In other words, not only gospel is individual, it's between you and God, but also should understand its importance with the whole society.
我最近看到台湾教会的消息。
See, I heard about a news from the churches in Taiwan.
台湾教会的领袖联名写了一封信给李登辉总统。
The leaders of all the churches in Taiwan.Has signed a joint letter to President Lee.
Oh, 我一看那些名单上有好几个我的 buddy, 我的老朋友。
And I saw the people that signed the letter, and some of them were my old buddies.
他们代表台湾的基督教向李登辉总统提出一件事情。
On behalf of all the churches in Taiwan, they made the one suggestion to President Lee.
要台湾净化政坛，要台湾反对汇票。贿赂买票卖票买票买投票就投票立法委员买。
They want President Lee to be stern on purifying the politics and to prevent people from buying ballots or buying votes.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是不是基督徒的责任
？Is this a responsibility of Christians？
我们今天讲个人蒙恩。
We're talking about your evangelism.
我们忘记了社会福音的社会那一面的意义。
We neglect the other aspects of significance.
我前天收到一封信。
Two days ago, I received a letter.
你们中间如果不住在 Lexington 的，跟你没有关系。
If you don't live in Lexington, you may not be related to this.
这封信是一个组织写给我的，叫 Lexington Citizens for Responsible School Policy.
It's a letter written from the Lexington Citizens for
Responsible School Policy.
School Policy.
那么他写一封信给我，要我在教会里面请住在 Lexington 的弟兄姊妹签名。
He asked me to pass this letter to the members who in the church who are Lexington citizens.
对不起哈，今天时间有一点晚，不过我一定要把这个讲完。那么他那个是讲什么呢？就是说今天在 Lexington 他们的 school committee 通过一个案子，可以在学校里面能够放那个保险套，让这些学生能够自由的取用。已经通过了。
The Lexington had passed the ordinance to place condom machines in public schools.
那么这一批人呢，觉得这一个通过是不合理的，他们要在明年三月能够拿到 Lexington 有2000个居民的签名，然后把这件事情重新能够再这个投票。
So this organization is in the post of that decision, so they like to collect about 2,000 signatures by spring next year, so this case can be reconsidered.
要加一句话，就是说那一个 condom 要拿的时候要有父母亲的同意。
They want to change the law by saying that whoever is going to purchase from that machine need to have the parent's
permission,
consent.
我这两天一直在思想这件事情。
I was really pondering over this issue for the last few days.
我们这些住在 Lexington 的基督徒，我们有这个责任吗？
We as Christians living in Lexington, do we have such responsibility?
我信耶稣，个人得救，那他做我个人的救主，这是很重要，这是教会唯一的目的。
I am a Christian. I've been saved, and is that the only purpose?
我只是提出来让弟兄姊妹思想一下。
I just want to bring this to you to let you have a chance to consider.
今年的主题是归耶和华为圣。
And here is the theme for this year is holy to the Lord.
明年的主题是使徒行传四章十二节，除他以外别无拯救。
The theme for next year is salvation is found in no one else but Jesus.
我盼望明年一月、二月、三月。我能够一连串跟弟兄姊妹再来思想圣经里面怎么样给我们讲 salvation 救恩。
So I hope to discuss and preach about the meaning of salvations at the beginning of next year.
你们有没有注意到进来的时候有没有注意到我们的邻居 Raytheon 他们在外面挂出个牌子有没有
？I wonder if you noticed about a sign put out by Raytheon across Route 2.
我在这里住了三年。
I lived here for 3 years.
每一年圣诞节以前，他们一定有一个牌子啊，这个晚上张灯结彩很漂亮。
They always have some light displays every year before Christmas.
过去三年我在这边都看见他们写 Merry Christmas.
And every year I saw the displays was Merry Christmas.
今年他们改了两个字。
And today they changed it.
我想我们都进来我们都没有注意到对不对你们我就觉得我们基督徒应该眼睛多看看四方耳听八方要不然我们做基督徒就关起门来
Look at the sign when you leave
哪两个字呢
What was it?
Happy Holidays
It says Happy Holidays
很好这两句话很好
It seems to be fine
但我心里面很难过
But I feel sad
Christmas 已经没有 Christ 了
And there is no Christ in Christmas anymore.
现在已经不是个 Christmas, 这不过是个 holidays. 基督耶稣哪里去了？
Christmas has changed to just holiday.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Jesus came to save sinners. It's a trustworthy saying, and it deserves full acceptance.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，求你帮助我们，今年过一个有意义的圣诞。
Lord, help us to live a meaningful Christmas this year.
过一个合乎圣经启示的圣诞。
To live a Christmas that is according to the teaching of the Bible.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.